The WBKY Saturday Morning Quarterback Show is on the air on 1580, 103.3 WPKY and WPKYonline.com. Time to take a look back at last night's Caldwell game. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
It was a late night at Tiger Stadium last night, but the Caldwell County Tigers keep possession of the 139 Bowl Trophy, defeating Trigg County 47-22. Good morning, everyone. We're on Saturday Morning Quarterback live from McDonald's in Princeton. This is Todd Griffin along with Camden McGregor on controls this morning. Tiger head coach Aaron McClung is with us here at McDonald's. And, Coach, a wild night last night at Tiger Stadium, but the main thing is you guys come out with a big win.
Yeah, and that's I really wanted to emphasize to the kids that that's what we were there for. There was a lot of stuff going on during the day and leading up to the game. And I really emphasize that we need to stay focused. And, you know, I think the kids did a really good job in maintaining that focus. And I think that really pushed us over the top and helped us to win the game.
Yeah, I'm not sure an hour and 18-minute delay at the start was on everybody's card last night, but looking back now, what a special memory everybody from Caldwell County is going to have of that game, because you had the lightning delay to start, the lights go out during homecoming, there's another delay, the stadium goes dark. I'm not sure the lights have ever gone out at Tiger Stadium like that before, and then you guys come out and get a big district win that puts you in the running now for a higher seed and maybe a home playoff game later on if you can keep winning.
Yeah, it was a district plays. It wouldn't really get really counts. You know, every game counts. So you want to get the best seed you can possibly get for the playoffs. You want to try to win a district championship, and you know, Trigg's an improved football team, and that was a really important game to start off with. Outside of the rivalry, that was an important district game. You know, we expected Trigg to be a good football team, and we played really well. Picked a good night to do it, and I'm really happy with the result.
I legitimately thought going into that contest that it was a pretty even matchup. I think I would have favored us just over the series history and getting to play at home this season, but you guys were a two-point play away from putting a running clock on Trigg County.
Yeah, I didn't expect us to be in that position, but, you know, we made some big plays. We had some, you know, Cam and Dalen had made some big plays, and, you know, defense gave up a couple long runs, but I thought overall played a really good game, a really physical game, and it was just a good overall effort. I really appreciate how the kids kept their heads on straight, and it's probably the best game we've played this year.
I'm not sure what more we can say about Cam Wilson, but had three touchdowns in the first half last night, and I was scoring in about every way imaginable, and I think you guys just eventually wore down Trigg County to the point that you were just able to seize control in the third quarter.
Yeah, I've talked to him about it. I've told him, the big time. If you want to be a big time player, there's going to be moments where you should take over the game. And he really committed himself in the off season to the weight room. I mean, if you see Cam, you can tell that he spends a lot of time in the weight room and gotten bigger and stronger, and some other kids have gotten bigger and stronger. And, you know, they really took that to heart. And, you know, Trigg's kind of a personal thing for them. It's kind of – they know a lot of those kids, and it's a good rivalry. And I kind of thought they would be ready to go just because it was Trigg. And when you have a chance to stop somebody, and like they did, and then Cam just throws guys out of the way and runs, or pass play breaks down and Dalen takes off and runs for a touchdown. You know, those are back-breaking plays. Those are tough to come back from, and I think that's kind of why the game kind of got away from them the way it did, is because our kids are just making incredible plays that you know, it's hard to come up with an answer for a kid when he's just trucking your DBs. So, you know, we had a lot of guys step up last night, and I'm really happy with how we played, it feels good to let it soak in. It was a late night. I haven't had much sleep, but looking forward to Fort Campbell next week.
Yeah, on Dalen's touchdown run there in the second half, it was actually Cam downfield that threw the block that sprung him the last 25 yards or so to get that ball in the end zone.
You know, we're an unselfish football team. We try to spread the ball around. It's not intentionally. We're looking for people that were open. And, you know, last week Derek Wilson had a big game. And I don't know if he had any catches last night, but he's an important part. But, you know, Zai hasn't had a lot of catches, and he caught a big touchdown last night. Drew had a good catch last night, but I don't know if he had more than one or two catches. So, Colson Maddox had a decent game. He's probably going to break out one game as well. He had a couple good runs last night, but they got him down before he could break any long runs. But, you know, we got some weapons, and we're going to keep spreading the ball around and just kind of whoever gets hot, we're going to keep feeding them. And, you know, last night it was Cam and Dalen.
I thought going into the game last night that maybe that was a night we'd see Cam Wilson get the ball out of the backfield more. He ended up with just four carries, but 57 yards out of those four carries.
It sure seemed like he had more carries than that, but, you know, Cam's a real versatile player, and, you know, those screens we throw to him, they're like runs.
Yeah.
I know statistically they don't count as runs, they count as receptions, but those are like runs, and we want to give Cam the ball as much as we can because of what he can do with it, but, you know, he plays a lot. He plays most of the time on defense and plays some special teams for us, and that's really you can tell his off-season workout has helped him in that department, because I was kind of concerned about him being able to play both ways this year. He hasn't ever done it, but he's done a good job along with some other kids for us.
Cam did have six catches for 122 yards, so that's 179 yards of offense for you last night.
Yeah.
He also made 13 tackles.
Yeah, and it's a good night. I think Roach had a touchdown, too, and yeah, he had a bunch of tackles. So, you know, when I gave him the little pregame speech, I wrote down the numbers of the tree guys that I thought were their best players, and, you know, I said these are the stars that they wrote down, and I wrote their numbers on the board, and then I said we got guys too, and I started writing our guys' numbers on the board, and I pointed out to them that we got more. I feel like we got more stars than they do.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I really think we do. You know, Trigg's a good football team, and they're improving this year, and they've got some really good players, but, you know, we've got good players too, and I felt like we had more good players than they did, and that's why he got the result we had last night.
Coaches always talk about finishing the first half strong, starting the second half strong, but you guys put up 10 points in the last 2:36 of the first half last night, and the play of the game was probably the 41-yard touchdown pass to Cam Wilson.
Yeah, and, you know, we've done really good this year in the last 2 minutes of the first half. We've scored several times right before half, but we haven't always come out and played well in the second half to start it. But last night we did, and, you know, that just shows growth in our team. You know, we understand how important those 4 minutes are. I'm sure the kids remember the game we lost this year, Union County. You know, we were in that game, and then we came out flat in the second half, and they beat us up in the second half. And, you know, we didn't want to let that happen again. And that shows that our team's becoming more mature, able to finish games.
But the contest went from a 17-14 game over the last 2.5 minutes of the first half to 27-14 at halftime.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that deflated the visitors just a little bit going to the locker room.
You know, and I we kicked two field goals in the first half, right? I was kind of hesitant because I thought we could score touchdowns on them, but, you know, I think we got a penalty or something, or we're running out of time, so we kicked the two field goals. And I think that was good for us just to get the points, and it was also good for probably our special teams to let sit and kick a couple field goals. You know, I think one of them was 47 yards. And then he almost made the 51-yarder, and we got a real weapon with that kid. You know, he can really kick the ball, and he hasn't gotten a groove kicking it as far as he did last year. But, you know, that he has improved. He has improved as the season gone on, and hopefully he'll get to where he was at the end of the year last year, because he kicked one in practice that was 60 yards. So I have faith in him. I would try a field goal up to 60 yards in a game. So, you know, the 51-yarder, I thought – believe it or not, I thought it'd be a coin toss whether or not he'd make it, because he kind of gets amped up, and he's a really good kicker.
Yeah, he could have set a record if he had made that field goal last night, because we've never had three field goals in one game.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. What's the longest?
54.
54.
Chris Logsdon.
Chris Logsdon. Yeah. I remember that.
Chris, of course, most memorable sports moment for him, I think, was not the 54-yard field goal, but that was in the playoffs against E-Town, I believe. But he also, in the 7th District Baseball Championship game one year, threw a two-hitter and beat Madisonville North Hopkins 3-0.
Yeah, he did. I thought the 54-yarder was against Henderson.
No, it was. I think it was the end of the half of the first playoff game. Against E-Town. Yeah, so. Right. But Logsdon left before his senior season, went back to Ohio County. And the weird thing was, I believe he was on the Caldwell County baseball team that won the regional championship here. And then the next year when he was at Ohio County, Caldwell and Ohio both went to state that year.
Really?
So there you go.
Well, Chris was a good athlete.
Yeah. Played soccer.
I mean, he had a explosive leg. I mean, he was putting all of his kickoffs in the end zone. So.
But you talk about Sutton Ritchie, and he's 23 for 23 on PATs this year. You know, almost hate to say it to, you know, you don't want to give the announcer jinx, but like I said, last night when you guys failed on the two-point try, that was the first time we'd failed on any conversion this season.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty automatic on his extra points, so. All we got to do is block for him. If we give him a good block and we get a good snap and hold. And one of the extra points, I think we kind of bobbled. I don't know if the ball ended up on the tee, and he still made it.
Yeah.
So
well, that happened to Trigg County's first PAT after they scored to go up 7-0.
Yeah.
The snap was bad, and the holder never got the ball on the tee. He put it on the ground beside the tee, and it was an ugly kick, but somehow their kid got it through. So. All that adds up.
Yeah. Well, believe it or not, we coach our kids to go ahead and kick it. Get it down the best you can, and if it's bobbled, you can't wait. We don't have time, so go ahead and kick it. And they did it, and it worked.
Caldwell County with a big 47-22 win over Trigg County last night out at Tiger Stadium. We're talking with Tiger head coach Aaron McClung on Saturday Morning Quarterback live from McDonald's this morning. We need to get to a timeout. Back with more after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Your Planters Bank total checking account is now overflowing with benefits from the new Planters Perks Checking. Get new benefits accessible instantly from the exclusive Planters Perks app. New ways to waive your monthly service charge. Valuable savings at area businesses. And you can keep your total current checking access and benefits. Just download the Planters Perks app to get started. Planters Perks. Reason number 53 that Planters is the bank where you can expect great things. Member FDIC.
At Caldwell Medical Center, caring for your family is at the heart of what they do, offering family practice, internal medicine, and pediatric services to handle your health needs. From wellness exams and vaccinations to the treatment of various health conditions, their comprehensive care keeps you covered. Don't travel for quality health care. Find everything your family needs with Caldwell Medical Associates Family Practice Clinic, right here, close to home. Find more information at caldwellmedical.com.
It's the ultimate in high school sports coverage. YourSportsEdge.com brings you award-winning coverage of all the thrilling action right at your fingertips and in the palm of your hand with our really cool app. Heart-stopping touchdowns and buzzer-beating shots, we've got it all. Don't miss a single moment at YourSportsEdge.com and be a part of the winning team.
Don't miss your chance to play WPKY's This or That, the game that pits bands against artists as they battle it out to see who will be voted number one. Weekday mornings, Tess gives you the contestants. Then it's your turn to text your favorite to 270-963-9038. On Fridays, someone will win a prize just for voting. Let the battle begin. WPKY's This or That, only on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
The Saturday Morning Quarterback Show continues on WPKY. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
We are back at McDonald's in Princeton. This is Saturday Morning Quarterback. The Tigers with a big win over Trigg County, 47-22 last night at Tiger Stadium. The Tigers have won 13 straight from the Wildcats. That's the longest winning streak by either team in a series that goes back to 1954 as far as Caldwell County and Trigg County goes. But, Coach, that thing goes back even before Caldwell County High School. I think the first game was in 1938, so... if you look at the Caldwell schedule and the Trigg schedule, I mean, they're the oldest continuous rivals on each team's schedule.
Yeah, I mean, it's a long rivalry with a lot of history, and you know, we've had We've had a lot of memorable games, and we've had some close ones over the years. But luckily, you know, ever since that we got that trophy, we haven't let them have it. So I told the kids, like, I really don't care about the trophy. I just don't want them to have it.
Yeah.
So I want to win the game. So we got to put the trophy back in the field house for another year, and we'll try to do it again next year.
You guys ended the night with 348 total yards of offense, which is, I think, about 50 more than what we'd been getting. And I really thought offensively you guys looked last night kind of the way a lot of us were expecting us to look going into the season.
Yeah, it's taken us a little while to gel on offense. You know, I think Daylon is getting more comfortable with his receivers. I think the offensive line's playing better. And, you know, we're just trying to figure out this team's identity. You know, we knew going into last year that we had a really good receiving core, and, you know, we really leaned on it from the start. And this year, we're trying to work in some new guys, and I feel like we run the ball better than we have in the last 2 years. So we're also trying to balance that part of the game. And, you know, I think we're starting to get better and improve and take some pressure off our defense. And, I hope that kind of stuff pays off as we continue through district play.
And I thought it was the best game of the year for Daylon Lander. Your quarterback had 206 yards passing on 10 of 16, 3 touchdowns. He was also your leading rusher last night, 4 carries for 62 yards.
Yeah, I mean, that's the kind of athlete he is. He also had an interception on defense. He can make a lot of plays. He's got a big arm. He can throw. He's a good athlete. I'm glad to finally that he had a really good game last night. I think that'll be good for him, good for his confidence, because you want your quarterback to be confident in what he's doing, and I think he is. I think he's starting to trust his guys more. So hopefully, you know, quarterback play can go a long way towards winning games. I mean, if you got a really good quarterback in high school, it can really pay off, you know, especially if you got one that is a dual threat kid, because – you know, it just puts a lot of pressure on defenses when a kid can throw the ball or a play breaks down and he can take off running, and Daylon can do that. You know, it wouldn't be a big deal for him to rush for 100 yards in a game or throw for 300 yards. So he's a big-time weapon for us.
He reached a statistical milestone last night, going over 3,000 career yards passing, just the ninth Tiger to ever do that. He now has 3,166 yards, and as a junior, you hope to see a lot more out of him the rest of this season and another year after that.
I wouldn't mind seeing that number double over the next year and a half. So.
Well, there's some guy named Sindelar that's got about 12,000 yards,
yeah.
And Shane Burns had over 6,000, but after that, Daylon might catch those other guys behind him.
Yeah. I'd say that's very possible. I don't know if he can catch Sindelar, but
I don't know if anybody's ever going to catch Sindelar.
It'd be pretty astounding feat, but, Daylon, he's got a lot of games ahead of him, so he can probably move pretty far up in the stat line, and I like to see that. He's a good kid, plays hard. He's a super competitive kid, you know. If you ever get to be around him, he is really competitive. He wants to win. He wants to beat everybody and everything, even his little brother. If his little brother does anything, Daylon wants to – he's supportive of him, but he wants to beat him.
Well, we saw a couple of passes last night that were a little reminiscent of Sindelar. The long pass to Zy Rollins that ended up being a touchdown, and Zy just missed one earlier that could have been a touchdown.
Yeah. It would have been a tough catch. You know, he was in the very back of the end zone. He would have had to snag it and get a foot down. But I watched the film this morning, and the long touchdown that he did catch was 55 yards in the air.
Yeah.
Threw the ball 55 yards and in the air, and it was right on the money. So, I like to see that.
Also want to credit the offensive line last night, though, because pretty typically Daylon had some time to pass, and that's always big, too.
Yeah, he had a lot of time, you know, and they, they're good up front. They've got big, good linemen, and we did a good job protecting the quarterback. You know, we had some runs where we had a few run-throughs and that they kind of blew us up, but overall I thought we played pretty well, and I think the offensive line is gelling. You know, communication and playing together is really important on offensive line, and those guys are getting there.
On the defensive side of the ball, another milestone. Jack Roach reached his 300th tackle last night. He now has 307 career stops, the 11th Tiger to reach 300 tackles.
I'd say there's a good chance he'll hit 350, yeah. You know.
Hopefully. Cole Webster is third with 361. I thought Jack might have a shot to get to third.
I would say he has a shot at it, especially if we win some playoff games and give him some extra games. I think that would help him out. You know, Jack is a really solid player for us. He just does whatever we ask. You know, he's the quarterback of our defense, and then we ask him to block and run the ball every once in a while. He actually had a really good touchdown run last night. It's about the fastest I've ever seen him look, and he does a good job when he runs the ball. You know, he's not super fast, but he's a smart runner, and he likes to try to run over people. So he helps us out a lot.
On the all-time tackle list, Hunter Van Hoosier had 433 tackles. Trevor Davis is second with 389. Then I said Cole Webster at 361. So those are the top three, and Jack should at least get close to those guys.
Yeah, that's an impressive group of guys. You know, they all played for me.
Yeah.
So that's they all played. But Cole's is really impressive because he played defensive end. You know, all those other guys are linebackers that are supposed to make a lot of tackles. But you know, that's a good group. A lot of football played with those guys, you know. A lot of those guys played multiple playoff games, maybe even double-digit playoff games for some of them. So they played a lot of football.
Going back to the passing records for a little bit, Elijah Sindelar, we mentioned, 12,637 yards. That's off on another planet. Shane Burns had 6,403. Will Barnes had 5,991. Joby Jaggers had 5,491. So those are the top four guys right there. And, you know, we could see Dalen maybe get close to Shane.
Oh, yeah, I think he could for sure. He could for sure get close. I mean, actually probably what will hold him back is how we've been running the ball, because we've been, we've been running the ball pretty well against people. So, you know, but we'll see. I mean, he obviously can do it. I mean, he's got the arm to do it. So he may be a guy though that has 3,000 yards rushing or has 3,000 yards passing and 1,000 yards rushing in his career, which I don't know how many guys we've had that'll have that level of stats playing those two positions.
On the long touchdown to Zay Rollins, I think 57 yards it was, kind of helped you guys put him away. He might have also had Cam going down the left sideline, but I think Cam being on the sideline kind of drew the defense away, and then Zay was able to split some guys and get behind the defense in the middle.
Yeah, and Zay, you know, Zay's been hadn't had a lot of catches yet this year, so that was it was good for him to finally get a big catch, because we need him to. We need him to be a deep threat for us, and so that was great to see Dalen hit him and build that rapport between those two. Zay's not a big guy, but he runs really good routes, and getting him going could really benefit us down the road.
Well, and Zay is not a guy who's afraid to stick his nose in there and get after people.
Zay's about as tough as they come. you know, he had a severe knee injury last year, and I was worried that we would even get him back this year. But he plays both ways for us, and, you know, he's as tough as iron, man. That kid is just a tough kid, not afraid to hit, not very big, but not afraid of contact, and he's a good football player.
When you run those deep routes, though, it takes a while for those things to develop, and that gets back again to the offensive line playing really well. And you could see Dalen really wanted to hit that big play because he held on to it and held on to it, and you just knew he was going to let that one go at some point.
Yeah, I got a good group of guys up front. You know, I coach them pretty hard. I'm pretty hard on them sometimes. I criticize them a lot, but you know, they do a good job, and the good thing about them is they're coachable. You know, they know they're not a bunch of Division I guys, and they know they got to come to work, bring their lunch pail, and you know, they don't care about success. They don't care about being recognized with a bunch of success. They just want to win, and you know, that's the kind of mentality I want, especially from those guys that we don't care about awards and trophies and stuff like that. We just want to win every game we play, and that's the attitude they go out with. And and hopefully that will carry us as far as it can.
You always talk about turnovers and penalties being a big part of the game. You guys won the turnover battle 2-0 last night. And when you look at the penalties for the contest, Trigg County had 17 for 169 yards. We had 6 for 70, which you probably want to cut down a little bit, but yeah. I think some of that was just the jawing going back and forth that we got some personal fouls on.
Yeah, I didn't realize that they had that many, because that's nearly 200 yards of penalties. It's hard to win when you got that many penalties.
And they brought back some big plays because of penalties.
Yeah. Well, they do some things that I mean they hold a lot. And, you know, I told the referees before the game that you know, that was a – if they let them hold, that was going to be a big advantage for them. And I think the referees – understood that. You know, they told me they weren't going to call them if it was away from the play, and I said I don't expect that, but you know, point of attack or wherever the football is, that's what I'm looking for. And I think they called one that in the first half that was almost a touchdown, got called back because of it. You know, they had and then 73 for them is an outstanding lineman. I mean, he is a really good football player. But you can't just tackle people and get away with it. And I appreciate what the referees, how they called the game. And I think it was a really fairly called game. And, you know, our kids did a good job in not getting caught up in a lot of the back and forth. And that says a lot about our character.
Yeah, I thought Trigg County was pretty good up front. They're big. They can move a little bit. I thought our defensive front played pretty well. And when you look at Davari Goode, that guy's going to get his yards. I mean, he's that good. But you guys battled him, and every play wasn't a big play. He didn't rip off huge chunks like we've seen him against some teams.
You know, they're outside of about two plays, we made them earn everything they got. You know, he had to really work to get his yards, and you know, he got some yards at the end against some JV kids. You know, I saw in the stats they had 180 yards for 3 touchdowns, and I guess technically he did, but you know, about 50 of that was against our JV kids and one of those touchdowns. So I thought our defense did a pretty good job against him, because he's really good. He's a really, really good player. He's got good size and good speed for his size, and he's a really quick kid. So I was happy with how our defense did against him.
Well, and it helped a little bit. They lost their quarterback to an injury there in the third quarter. But this Scott kid throws the ball really, really well. He had made some nice passes early. But when he went out and they had to go to Davari Goode running the offense, it kind of limited them somewhat what they could do.
Yeah, I think they had a really good game plan offensively against us. I didn't expect them to do what they did. You know, we've done a good job of getting to the quarterback this year. We blitz quite a bit. We've got to the quarterback a lot. And what they did is they max protected. They kept like 9 people blocking, and they would only get 1 or 2 receivers out. And number 5, you know, the Williams kid is a really good receiver. So, you know, we weren't getting to the quarterback because they were max protecting. So gave him time to find space, and he hurt us for our couple long plays, and you know, we had to start doubling him, and so that was a good plan, because you know, I think when we hit the quarterback and hurt him, I think that's the first time we'd hit him the whole game. So you know, they had a really good game plan and made us have to adjust, and Coach Berger did a good job of making the adjustments we needed, and we got some turnovers, and we didn't turn the ball over, so that's a good night for us.
Again, a big win for the Tigers, 47-22 over Trigg County. Tigers now 4-1 overall, 1-0 in district play. We're at McDonald's this morning on Saturday Morning Quarterback. We need to get to another break, but we'll come back and talk more with the coach about the big win right after this on 1580-103.3 WPKY.
Great news from Caldwell Medical Associates, now offering expanded podiatry services at the Annex. Anna Murphy and Dr. Walker Estes provide comprehensive podiatric care, from wound care to specialized treatments for foot and ankle issues. Whether you're dealing with sports injuries, arthritis, or require surgical attention, they're ready to tailor treatment to your needs. Don't let foot pain hold you back. Take the first step with Caldwell Medical Associates. Pain-free living right here, close to home.
High school juniors and seniors, are you ready to take control of your financial future? First Southern National Bank is excited to highlight the Give, Save, and Spend course offered through Asbury University. This hands-on course teaches practical money management skills, including how to give generously, save regularly, and spend wisely. It's the perfect way to prepare for life ahead. Registration is now open on the Asbury University website. Don't miss this opportunity to build financial confidence that lasts a lifetime.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Have you seen it? At WPKY, you asked and we listened. Our website now has upgraded features, making it easy to find what you need when you need it. Your local News Edge with names you know.
I'm Tammy Hetcock.
I'm Edward Marlowe reporting for your News Edge.
And voices you trust.
With your WPKY News Edge, I'm Alan Watts.
Covering the people, schools, businesses, and communities that matter to you.
For your WPKY News Edge, this is George Kilgore.
Late-breaking weather, local forecasts, and photos.
I'm Joshua Clausen with your Ag Edge weather.
Community info and calendar, church events, and local organizations that you belong to, love, and follow.
I'm Noah Booth for Something You Should Know.
Your athletes, your teams, all covered by names you trust.
Eddie Owen here.
Scott Brown.
And faces you know.
This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and your sportsedge.com.
The info you need. The people you love. No fees, no hoops to jump through. All in one place. WPKYonline.com. The Saturday Morning Quarterback Show continues on WPKY. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
The Tigers still have the 139 Bowl Trophy after beating Trigg County 47-22 last night at Tiger Stadium. We're talking with Tiger head coach Aaron McClung this morning on Saturday Morning Quarterback, live from McDonald's on 62 West. And, Coach, first of all, going back to the first of the evening, have you ever seen anything as crazy as the lightning that wouldn't go away, an hour and 18-minute delay? And the thing is, except for just a few sprinkles, we didn't see any wet weather, but that line of storms was so close, we kept getting the lightning from it.
Yeah, Todd, it hadn't rained in like 3 months.
Yeah.
And, of course, we would get lightning out of nowhere right before a game, on top of having two pep rallies and homecoming and – yeah, it was crazy. You have lightning, and then the guy hits a light pole, knocks the lights out, and I didn't know what was going to – I didn't even know if we were going to get to play last night, so I was happy when we finally got the game started and do something normal.
Yeah. What were the contingency plans if we couldn't play last night?
I guess we would have came back – we would have come back today.
Because it's a district game, so we got to get it in. Yeah.
We got to play it, so I guess we would have played on Saturday night. And after, you know, Junior Pro plays today, so we would have played after them. So luckily we didn't have to do that.
Yeah, there was a couple of games that got moved last night. Actually, McLean County and Webster County are going to play today. The Kentucky Country Day at Hopkins County Central contest got canceled. No makeup date.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And I actually talked to Coach Manning this morning.
Oh, really?
I didn't know they canceled it, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's probably good because he wasn't very happy with his team last week. So he was probably glad to just cancel that game.
Well, it's a long trip for Kentucky Country Day to come down and then not get to play. But kind of one of those situations. And, you know, we were wondering last night on the sideline, how late can we go before we kick this thing off? Because, you know, we're going to play for – two and a half hours once we get going.
You know, back when I think when I played, we had some 8 o'clock starts.
Yeah,
I think back in the 70s and 80s, they started at 8 o'clock. I'm pretty sure that we definitely played at 7:30 when I played.
Yeah.
So yeah, those late starts, but the games probably went a lot quicker back then, didn't they?
There weren't as many passes. looking at the scoreboard, a couple of district games last night. Mayfield big over Crittenden County, 42-7. And Fort Campbell wins big over Todd County Central, 41-0.
Yeah, I watched some of that. I got that film, and I was watching some of it this morning, you know. And Fort Campbell's a lot like they were last year. They had a different kid playing quarterback, but they have the really good running back back. And, you know, they got some good athletes. They got some speed. You know, they're going to be a tough matchup for us.
Keyshawn Dixon had 260 yards rushing at halftime last night. Of course, it was a 41-0 game at halftime. I'm guessing they had a running clock in the second half and got done pretty quick.
You know, Todd actually moved the ball a little bit on them. They just couldn't score. So, And the Dixon kid, he ran all over him. But it was more competitive than the score showed from what I saw. Todd's having a rough year. They had to replace their coach right before the season. So Fort Campbell, they're an improved team, and I look for them to come next week and give us their best.
Madisonville had a big win last night, beating Marshall County 55-14. Madisonville looking like the real deal this year.
Yeah, they looks like they are. You know, I know that district is a really tough district. I think Owensboro beat Graves pretty bad last night, so it looks like it's going to come down to Owensboro, Madisonville. That'll be a really good game. I'm not sure where that's being played, but that sounds like one of those two would be that 5A district champ.
Murray, which we will see in the final game of the regular season down there, defeated Russellville last night 48-6, and Murray is another team off to a really good start.
Yeah, Murray's really good. They got a really good quarterback, really good big line, really good receiver. So we won't see them till Halloween. Be a non-district game, but that'll be an interesting matchup for us to go down there and play on Halloween.
This was a good year for them to go up to 3A's. That's the way I look at it.
That's so right.
McCracken County beat Union County 49-25 last night. I'm a little surprised by the margin of that one, although it was a close game early. I think Union was up just before halftime.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not super surprised because McCracken is a tough matchup for Union because Union is a big, big, strong team and can run the ball. And that's why we struggled with them because they were so strong up front. But McCracken is also big. So yeah. Anytime Union runs into a team that can match their size and strength, you know, that it makes it a little harder on them. But Union's a good football team, and Union will probably advance far in the playoffs. And you know, they're a solid club.
Paducah Tillman beat Franklin Simpson last night, 35-14. And South Warren over Hopkinsville, 33-21. And if you thought we were late getting out of Tiger Stadium last night, and it was after 11 o'clock when some of us left the stadium last night, Hoptown and South Warren were at halftime when we left the stadium.
That's crazy.
So that was really a late night over at the Stadium
of
Champions.
That is crazy. That is a long night. So, you know, good thing that it's a Friday night. You don't have anything to do on Saturday except get up and watch football. So I would have stayed, too. If we would have had to stay that late, I would have been willing to stay that late and play. So, you know, you can sleep on the weekend.
Yeah. Like I said, anybody who showed up last night, though, and who made it through the delay and made it through the lights going out, you're always going to remember that game, and you're always going to remember the big win over Tree County.
Yeah, like I remember going to a UK Louisville game one year. I think it was one of Jared Lorenzen's first game, and they had like they played like the first quarter and had like a 2-hour rain delay.
Yeah,
and it was at UofL. And when we came back after the rain delay, there was like 50 people in the stands, and it was a great game. UK was started off winning, and then UofL came back and won, and I was there for like 6 hours for the whole thing, and I remember it.
Yeah. Well, I said last night on the postgame show that the last time I got out of a stadium that late following a football game, Kentucky and Arkansas had just gone 7 overtimes.
Yeah, that had to be miserable. I played in some long games. I played in a 3 overtime game against Murray State in college.
But you look at the district standings now, Mayfield 1-0, Fort Campbell 1-0, you guys are 1-0, so that was a necessary step last night, and I don't think we can overstate how important that win was for you guys to get started on the right foot in the district.
It was super important, and, you know, Trigg's one of the better teams in our district. So, you know, it's not like we just beat the worst team. We beat a good team. So getting that first win is big, and getting that first win over a good team is important as well.
Caldwell County now 4-1 overall this season. Last night we reached the halfway point of the regular season. Coach, it doesn't feel like we should be that far along.
It does not, and these kids need to realize that it goes fast.
Yes.
You don't want to relax, and you don't want to miss anything because the season will fly by, especially if you're a senior. You know, you only get one go around and playing high school football, and you'll have the memories of high school football for your whole life, so need to make most of it.
with six teams in the district this season, you've got to win at least a couple of games to get to the playoffs, and you don't know how ties are going to end up going. It could be you win two games and don't even make it, so you have to win the right games. But if you look at the district overall, I think Mayfield is probably in that number one spot. We're all trying to upset the Cardinals this season. But that number two spot has a home playoff game, and like I said, I think Caldwell and Trigg were probably in that 2 and 3 spot somewhere. With the win over Trigg, I think we kind of solidly move into that number two spot. But Fort Campbell comes here next week, and you can't give anything back against the Falcons.
No, you can't. You know, I guarantee that Fort Campbell is planning on coming here and being 2-0. And that's what we want as well, so I expect it to be a competitive game. And I'm sure Crittenden County is eyeing that number two spot too. You know, I know Todd County probably looks at the district and thinks it's going to be a tall task, but, you know, the rest of us are all fighting for slots and the higher slots we can get. You know, of course, Mayfield, I'm sure is a favorite, but the rest of us, you know, Tricks can still have a shot in. You know, they can't change last night's outcome, but – you know, they could win some games. So I look forward to being a competitive district.
It certainly helps getting to be at home for four straight weeks.
That is big. I love not getting on a bus, especially when it's hot out. I hate getting on a bus when it's hot. So
we're talking this morning with Tiger head coach Aaron McClung. Caldwell County with a 47-22 win over Trigg County last night at Tiger Stadium. We need to get to another timeout. Back with more after this on 1580-103.3 WPKY.
This is Daniel Ingram with H&R AgriPower. Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today, like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available, or save up to $3,500. Now through September 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more details. Come and see us at H&R AgriPower, 4900 Eagle Way, Hopkins.
I'm Jeff McDaniels, financial advisor with InvestFB. My favorite part of what we do is helping clients realize that doing small things consistently can add up to bigger successes down the road.
Success on the basketball court is a lot like that. If you do enough little things right, your chances of winning improve.
Travis, I could not have said that better. Having a great team around you can't hurt either.
Yes, sir. Everyone needs someone to hold the ladder when cutting down the nets.
This is a paid testimonial. The provider has received or will receive compensation paid by the Farmers Bank and Trust Company. The individual providing this testimonial is a current client of InvestFB Wealth Management and does not have additional conflicts of interest. The testimonial may not be representative of the experience of other customers, and the testimonial is no guarantee of future performance.
Ever have one of those medical questions you're too embarrassed to ask?
I got a tick bite in the worst place possible. I heard if you put Vaseline on it, it'll just back itself out. Is that true?
Community Medical Clinic will join Coffee Talk to spill the beans.
Is hair of the dog really good for a hangover?
Text your questions at 270-963-9038.
How many ibuprofen is too many ibuprofen?
Listen Middle Mondays at 8:15. You might just hear your answer.
Is that normal?
I mean, honestly.
Is that true?
Spill the beans only on 1580-103.3 WPK.
It's volleyball time, Caldwell County.
I'm Sue Stone, and I want to invite you to join me for all of your Caldwell County volleyball coverage on WPKY.
Join Sue Stone and the WPKY Sports Edge team Tuesday, September 23rd at 6:30 as the Lady Tigers take on Livingston Central live from the CAB. Your home for Caldwell County Lady Tiger volleyball.
Caldwell County volleyball is on WPKY.
The Saturday Morning Quarterback Show continues on WPKY. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
It's a great day if you're a Tiger fan. Caldwell County with a 47-22 win over Trigg County last night in the 139 Bowl out here at Tiger Stadium. Hopefully we don't sound too sleepy this morning, Coach. Not a lot of sleep last night, but you know, we're still able to celebrate a big win, and it was a fun night at Tiger Stadium.
Yeah, I got about 3 hours in, and I think part of the reason is because the kids played so well. It just made me so happy I couldn't sleep, Todd.
Yeah. Well, overall, best performance of the season so far.
It was a good night.
And had some big games. We talked about the individual performances, and just overall, I thought the defense played pretty well. And coming in, Trigg County had put up some yards. They were averaging about 390 yards a game, and you guys held them about 100 yards below that. And I think they were averaging about 36 points a game, and you gave up 22. So the way the game started, I thought it was going to be like an Arena League game where it was just try to get a few stops and outscore the other team. But the defense settled in, and you got multiple stops, and that was the reason you guys were able to pull ahead.
You know, we've had some shootouts with them, and I really didn't want to get into that kind of game with them. You know, when early in the game, I was afraid it was headed that way. But, you know, we got some stops, and we played better defensively than we have last few years with them and keeping them contained, and we're able to pull away from them. Well, we pulled away from them right before halftime, and then more so third quarter, and I was really happy with it. I thought that, you know, even though the defense gave up some big plays, you know, we take some risk on defense, so we're going to put pressure on you, and the kids did a good job.
We talked about the 1 hour and 18-minute lightning delay before the game. We kicked off at 8:18 instead of 7 o'clock last night, but how do you keep the kids involved and ready to go, because they had to be crawling the walls waiting for the game to finally start?
Well, I think the older guys understand how important it is to stay focused. Some of those young guys are kind of wired. But I'll be honest, I just went in there and sat in there with them. They were amped up and they were talking about the game, but, you know, we just tried to keep our minds on the game and focused, and they did a good job, and they did what I wanted them to do.
I thought both teams actually came out and played pretty well early, and it's tough when you're wanting to go out and warm up and you've got your itinerary set, I guess, before the game, when we're going to go out and warm up and when we're going to do this, and that all gets blown up, and then they say we're going to warm up at 6:50, now you're going to warm up at 7:10, now you're going to warm up at 7:30, and during all that, we still have to get the homecoming ceremony in someplace.
And then the lights go off.
Yeah, and then the lights go out. So just seemed like a lot was working against us to get that game in. But thankfully, you know, the storms did finally, I don't know if they moved on or if they just dissipated, because the line of storms went from Christian County to Hopkins County to Webster County. And it just sat there from, you know, 6:30 until 8 o'clock. And like I said, except for a few sprinkles, we didn't really see much rain at the stadium. But the lightning off in the distance, off to the east, kept us from getting the game going.
Yeah, and up on top of that hill, you can see a long way. I think one of the years that I was up on the box with Coach Stallings, we saw some lightning in the distance, and we looked it up on the app, and it was in Evansville.
Oh, wow.
We could see lightning in Evansville. So, you know, the lightning. But, you know, if you see lightning or hear thunder, you got that 30-minute delay kicks in. So that had to do it. Now, the KHSAA has adopted a new policy where if it's over 10 miles away, that you can go ahead and play. But you got to have the lightning detector to be a real one, not your phone, to be able to make that call. So, yeah, it's stunk to have to delay the game, but I thought the kids handled it well, and I was glad that we were able to stay focused to get the win.
Yeah, one of the questions we had last night was, at what point does the school give up control over starting the game, and at what point do the referees have the final decision on whether you can go or not?
Well, I think actually the game management has the say over when the game gets called or not. I think the referees defer to that. Now, if the referees see lightning, they can stop the game for the delay. But I think ultimately the decision is made between the administration of the schools.
Now, you guys do have Fort Campbell coming here next week. Can you kind of give us a preview on the Falcons yet? Have you taken a look at what they've got?
Well, they're speedy. You know, they got a really good running back. He also plays linebacker. He's a little bowling ball, fast kid, good, really solid running back. They got a new quarterback, young kid, sophomore, throws the ball well, can run it a decent amount too. And then they moved last year's quarterback. He plays receiver now. I can't remember his name, but he's really good, really good athlete, tall kid that can run. So, you know, we're really going to have to focus to stop him. I mean, Trick's receiver was really good, and he hurt us, and this kid's probably better than him. So it'll be a tall task for us.
Another chance, though, to stay at the top of those district standings. I know one thing you guys really want is a home playoff game, and, of course, it would even be sweeter if we could upset Mayfield and get that number one seed.
Yeah, it would be. That would be really sweet. But, you know, we can take it one week at a time. I know this, as you get later in the season, anything can happen. And we're an improving football team, and Mayfield's one of the best 2A teams in the state. So you know, we want to focus on Fort Campbell this week and give our put ourselves in a position to accomplish what we want to do. So, you know, Fort Campbell is a good, solid football team. I think they're 3-2, and their two losses are against some big Clarksville schools. So I expect them to come here and give us a good game.
It's another big Saturday in college football, and we'll bring Camden McGregor in now. And Camden, what's the big game on tap for today?
Okay, so the games for today is first of all, it's 11 a.m. kickoff. It's Texas Tech and Utah. Utah is playing at home against Texas Tech, so it's 16 versus 17 matchup. Then you got Auburn, then Oklahoma, Tulane, Ole Miss, Michigan, Nebraska. WKU plays Nevada today at Bowling Green, and then Murray State plays Jacksonville State. So a couple of fun facts and a couple of history, and Kentucky gets the bye week this week, but two Kentucky fun facts. Last year's, which we had a lightning delay last night, last year's game, first game against Southern Miss, went on for more than 2 hours for the lightning delay, and they finally called it at the third quarter whenever Kentucky was up 31-0 because the refs saw lightning. So that was the first game of the season last year, and since it's the September 20th, the last time Kentucky has played football September 20th was in 2003. They played against Indiana, and they beat Indiana 34-17.
I was at that game.
Yeah, Jared Lorenzen was a quarterback for Kentucky. So that's just a little fun fact of the day for Kentucky fans. So, yeah.
So, Coach, what games are you watching?
I'm going to watch Junior Pro.
All right.
They actually start in 5 minutes, so as soon as I leave here, I'm going to go watch our Junior Pro teams play at Union County.
So that'll be a big one, and team's off to a pretty good start.
Yeah, I mean, they got a good group. You know, they're doing a different thing. They're having two teams this year, so I really like that. You know, we got all the kids are getting to play, so that's what I'm going to go watch those little kids play, and hopefully Camden Felker will have an interception or a fumble recovery today.
Well, as you look at Fort Campbell for next week, how quickly do you guys start getting ready for them, and what are you guys going to work on in practice this week?
Well, we're going to work on tackling. You know, we always want to work on tackling. We want to work on getting better on to work on our timing and offense. But, you know, Fort Campbell's a good team. They got a lot of speed. So, you know, we'll be very similar types of teams and size. So, you know, we just want to work on getting better at what we do.
Yeah, as you look at your team through five games of the season, like I said, we're halfway through the regular season already. How do you kind of assess your team's improvement from, you know, the preseason until now?
Well, I feel like we've pretty much gotten better every week. So, you know, I feel good about our progress. You know, we're still not where I want us to be. But, you know, I think I'll probably always say that, Todd.
Yeah.
You know, I always want to get better, always want to improve. I am glad that we're relatively healthy. You know, we had a few kids get knocked around a little bit last night, but we're pretty healthy, and it's important because a lot of teams have some pretty bad injuries that they're dealing with, and we don't want that. We want our kids to stay healthy and keep playing. And we got a JV game on Monday, so those JV kids will play Callaway County here. So I'm looking forward to that and getting those kids reps and getting them better.
Last night's game was just a little different. I always tell people that when you're down on the field, you can kind of hear the people talking. You can hear the hitting going on. And Caldwell Trigg is different than Caldwell Hopkins Central or Caldwell Marshall, Caldwell Union, or whoever we play. You know, it just it's a little different feel to it on the sideline.
Yeah, that and the Crittenden County game. Those two games, we they're big.
Yeah.
You can feel the tension out there between us.
Well, it was a fun night, and then I noticed in the handshake line, everybody was tapping each other on the helmet, so that was good to see, too.
Yeah, we're friendly with all of them. You know, Coach Ezell, he's a good guy. I actually talked to him this morning. That's how I found out about his kid. I want to know if his kid was doing okay, and he filled me in. So, you know, they they're a good bunch of guys, you know, and they've got some good players over there. They've been really injury struck over the last couple of years, so hopefully they'll get past that and have a good rest of the season.
Well, again, congratulations on the big win. You get to keep the 139 Bowl trophy for another year, and a lot of us are a little worn out today, but yeah. It was still a whole lot of fun.
It was fun.
That's Tiger head coach Aaron McClung joining us this morning on Saturday Morning Quarterback live from McDonald's in Princeton. Again, the Tigers defeat Trigg County 47-22 Friday night at Tiger Stadium. Fort Campbell will be here next week. That's going to wrap us up this morning on Saturday Morning Quarterback from McDonald's. For Camden McGregor, this is Todd Griffin. Thanks a lot for being with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
WPKY Princeton.